Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
He mentioned watching the World Series in his office. And TV's not on often in there. And it kind of referred to the early 90s Bills in a negative connotation, like the group that just couldn't get it done. And it kind of ticked him off. And he just couldn't stand that was the perception nationally of Buffalo, of not just the Bills, but everything Buffalo, you know, finishing second, always the bridesmaid, that kind of deal. And you can see how much it means to him, and to know if you win now in the playoffs and blast through that door that they've been knocking on for so long, not only is this Bills team remembered forever, Buffalo is never the same again.
Tyler Dunn, GoLongTD.com with our morning show today. Check it out on the Audacy app, AUDACY. What makes this week just a little bit unsettling is that, as we've all had the same hopes and even expectations for the Bills all year, like ever since they lost last year, what's the minimum good season in 2024? Worse than this, but playoffs, wild card would have been like the best, worst season for them this year, if you will. And they have the Chiefs challenge still ahead. You've got the Baltimore thing. Baltimore was the best team in the conference last year. They might be the best team this year right now, just not the best record. So you still have that. This game was never in the conversation or the analysis about this Bills season. Never would it have been about not winning in the wild card if you didn't get the one.
No.
Whoever you're playing this week, even if it had been Cincinnati, a team that might be a little scarier to most people than Denver is. You just have to win this one. And that's a little bit unsettling just in and of itself. That before we can get to, can they do it? They have to do this. And there's no time for a season that ends with a loss to the Broncos.
Right, yeah. And this will not, who knows, maybe it'll end up looking like a formality. Bo Nix will throw it to Rasul Douglas a couple times, and it'll just be a kind of a crooked, easy game. But I don't know, man. It's the playoffs. I don't expect anything to be easy. But I think you're exactly right. There's no as ghoulish as we can sometimes be, right, with the disclaimer, I don't want to dwell on this, but, like, what if this happens? What if that happens? You know, these awful scenarios. I don't think I've ever even entertained privately, like, what if they lose the wild card game? It's not even a space on the board. Like, that's flyover country for us. They'll do that. That's what they do. I mean, they don't have to always win this round. They've been good at it so far. They lost to Houston that first year. Lost to Jacksonville for whatever that's worth. But still, this group here, like this team, since they became Super Bowl-bound Bills, they've been money in this round. They've had to play it every year, and they've come through. It hasn't always been easy, you know? I mean, Skylar Thompson was somewhat of a lift, as it turned out, in the first round a couple of years ago. So, I mean, anything can happen. But, yeah, losing this game is not It would that would truly be jarring's not even strong enough. It really would be a big time shock to I think a lot of people's systems, including mine.
Yeah, we would immediately get into sort of what now what has to change.
Right.
If they were to lose to Denver. I mean, I think Denver is they're live. They're not a team you would want to lose to with a rookie quarterback and the seven seed, but they're probably easily better than what Pittsburgh was last year or Miami with Skylar Thompson. I think this team is easily better than those teams.
I'm inclined to agree with that.
Defense is good. Quarterback seems very capable. I mean, he's a rookie. He's not young, though. And they always say about rookies by this time of year, they're not rookies anymore anyway.
Right.
He's coming off an insane day yesterday, and they've been on a pretty good roll. They did lose to the Bengals the week before. Actually, they lost their previous two games when I say they've been on a roll. But still, those were tough games, mm-hmm. close games. Yeah. And with them, they're also challenging like the Bills like to think they are in terms of where is the ball going. I mentioned this list of guys yesterday. When we started on the postgame show watching the Denver game, each play from their first snap was somebody different. Nate Adkins, Jaleel McLaughlin, Devon Vele, Troy Franklin, Javonte Williams, Marvin Mims Jr. for a touchdown, Audric Estime, Lil Jordan Humphrey, then a big one to Sutton. I mean, that's how they started the game. Nine different guys. The Bills would be jealous
right.
of nine different guys on nine plays. It was about that, at least. And, you know, maybe yesterday was such an easy game against the Chief backups that it doesn't really mean a lot. But I do, I think they're interesting in that way, too. They're not predictable, I think, the Broncos. And Sutton's good.
Sutton is good. I think Sutton is excellent, even. I'll give you. Like, he's not size, speed, like he's got it all. We saw him last year go up and high point a ball in the end zone to beat the Bills or help beat the Bills, right? Wasn't that Russ Moon ball that mm-hmm. got the Bills last year in that meeting? I think you definitely feel more respect for the. You sound like you have more respect for the Broncos than I do, and I don't think I'm disrespecting them necessarily. I'm not reacting to yesterday at all. I don't care how easy it was. It is utterly meaningless to me. You're at home, and you got an opponent that's coming in and just, what, I'm playing their backups. Yeah, I should be able to beat your head in. So, I don't know. Once that game gets going, the Chief backups, but it's been like, you know, yeah, sure, I'm trying to put good tape out there, but, you know, this ain't our day. So I don't look at that as an indicator. Now, you know, they have scored a healthy amount of points.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Since that line of demarcation you mentioned earlier when we were talking about them in the first hour of the show, since week 9, their offense has produced points. Well, excuse me, their box scores have produced points. There's a game in there where the Colt game where they did nothing on offense, but still won because a couple of defensive touchdowns. So I'm going to be careful about that, too. I just would really be surprised if against a team the caliber of the Bills that they find it as anywhere near as easy to move the ball. I mean, forget about yesterday. I just would expect the Bills to be able to handle them on offense, like the Broncos offense, to the tune of 20 points-ish. And however good Denver's defense is, I just cannot foresee a day where Josh Allen and the Bills offense are held down that severely. So I think it just works. I think the things that Denver that they are good at on defense, particularly getting to the quarterback, aggressive blitzing, I think that plays right into the Bills' strengths. The offensive line's been great. Allen eats up the blitz. So I'm not all the way in yet. This is like, you know, 50,000 feet analysis of the Broncos, but I just think what they do well, I think the Bills can offset.
Sean McDermott earlier this hour said he hopes so when asked about Amari Cooper returning this week and in time for this game. McDermott said that Cooper was not back yet from his personal issue that led to his missing the game in New England. So that'll be something to keep track of. And McDermott also said that Terrell Bernard, no news is good news, trending the right way. It sounds pretty promising there. They may have lost return man Brandon Codrington to an injury. He hurt his hamstring in this game, apparently. Some of the things McDermott talked about earlier today. 9-47 is your betting data. That's 28-19. You would take.
Sure.
28-19.
Yes, I would.
You would take 28-27.
Sure.
I definitely would. So there. How do you feel about how the NFC landed? Detroit wins. Detroit dominated last night.
That game was so boring. I really settled in for 34-31. Like, let's get these teams running loose here. And I don't know, with the playoffs approaching, I don't know if either team did any of this. Maybe you're not showing all your stuff, even though there's a huge stake in the game. It's still, maybe it was like kind of a conservative game. I don't know. But Minnesota just couldn't do anything. At least once they got to the red zone anyway. Would they have like three failed red zone possessions in the first half, I think? It was tough. I just really thought we'd get a big show, like a real tight game, tense game, explosive game, and it really just didn't materialize. So how it shook out, I mean, I'm real interested to see what McVay and the Rams have for the Vikings now. That they, you know, the way they laid down themselves, knowing that they could fall to the four, which they ended up doing, and draw the loser of that game last night. I hope they're satisfied with their decision. That to me was the most interesting thing that was happening on the NFC side. Tampa Washington feels like a game that I'll watch it, but it doesn't hold a lot of intrigue to me.
Hopefully that's fun.
Yeah, hopefully. Green Bay Philly's nice. Love's okay, right? All he did was bang his elbow like Josh did a couple weeks ago.
I guess.
So he's probably fine.
No Christian Watson.
Yeah. Right. That's it. I'm done on the NFC. I don't know. I like Philly.
Detroit went back to being the it team last night. With all the talk about their defensive injuries when the Bills played them and a couple of other games, that performance was like it from the Lions last night. And they get the one, which is a huge... They went back to becoming the Super Bowl favorites. I shouldn't even say back to, because they may never have been. Maybe they were, but with the uncertainty about who the one seed would be in the NFC, that's what that is. Now we know Detroit doesn't have to play as many games as the other teams, so they became... That moved them to the top of the league for Super Bowl odds, and they just looked so good. Gibbs gets to 1,929 yards from scrimmage and 20 touchdowns, with Montgomery scoring 12 himself. Jameson Williams is really happening for Detroit. Laporta had a decent game. He's fine. St. Brown's really good. Up front, they're great. The fourth down thing with the Lions is so in everybody's head that late in this game, they had a fourth and two, from the six. And the field goal was the play there. Run the clock down and kick it. But they line up, and they're so... It's such a psych job with Detroit. Four Vikings jump offside, and first down. Dan Campbell, after the game at midfield, meets Kevin O'Connell. And he said simply, great job, great season. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Campbell to the Minnesota coach.
Yeah.
That's a tremendous performance by the Lions last night.
Yeah. Getting that Anzalone back on linebacker is big for them. Like he's someone that you always notice. I don't know, maybe it's the long hair. I don't know. They missed him. They've missed a lot of guys, but at least they got he's capable of a big play every game. And so that's a timely reinforcement, I think, for them.
he was kind of abusing Hockenson in the game last night. Sal Capaccio joins us in less than 20 minutes to talk Bills Broncos and get his thoughts on what yesterday was like in Foxborough. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. It is Football Monday on WGR, which is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.